on now.
Dear Scott, it's your texts, emails, and letters. Go on, get it off your chest.
First one.
Hi, Scott. Barry here. Just thought I'd drop you a line to tell you that I recorded a show of The Weakest Link back in August, and it's being shown on BBC One this Thursday, the 20th of November. One of the things Anne asked me about was my singing ability and taking part in the original Barry-oke you did a few months ago. I then did a rendition of my Barry song, although I'm not sure Anne was impressed. Thought you might like to know that you'd had a mention on Weakest Link. I know you love the media attention. I can't say how I got on, and I won't say which Barry I am. You and the listeners will just have to watch it, or record and watch it after your show finishes. Cheers, and love ya, Barry.
Which Barry is it? Is it Tick-a-Tick Barry? Piece of Me Barry? Barry Vogue?
No, he would have said Vogue. He would have said Barry Vogue.
Would he?
Yeah, he's not that mysterious.
Okay.
Do you remember they were on last week, weren't they? Vogue and... Who was the other one? Piece of Barry and Vogue had met up and had a brainstorm about a new feature we should do.
Yeah.
The Barrys are taking over.
Barrys go to each other's weddings now. We actually have a clip of this. I do believe it was shown earlier this evening on The Weakest Link. Is Anne Robinson still doing that, that kind of snidey thing? Is she still being a bit nasty?
Yeah, but she
it's
does
all
it
kind
with more
put
of
on.
Yeah, she does it with more of a smile on her face now.
Okay, good. Right, here's one of our Barrys on The Weakest Link. Here it is right now on Radio 1.
Tea problem manager.
Fabulous.
It is.
Where do you work?
In Birmingham.
As you have an incredibly boring job, what do you do with yourself when you're not ITing?
I play football, watch football, I enjoy running, watching films, listening to music.
Right. Oh, you sing, do you?
I don't sing, I listen.
Oh, you don't perform in any way?
Only once.
You've only performed once in your life, Barry?
Under peer pressure.
Oh, dear. So you live on your own, do you?
No, I am actually married.
Oh, I see. And you've performed once?
Yes.
Where did you perform?
On the radio.
Oh, what did you do on the radio?
I sang a song for Scott Mills' Barry Orky Show.
And can you act?
I think I can, yes.
Do you?
Oh, wow. I want to know what Barry it was now.
Well, if he says he does it, I'm going to watch a bit more and then see if I can find it.
Yeah, I want to find the bit where he does Barry-oke for Anne Robinson.
I do recognise his voice.
I do as well.
Yeah.
He works in IT. I do remember him from Barry-oke. Nice one, Baz. Next.
Hi, Scott. I'm a PR person and I always tell my clients that everyone loves them. It's standard practice. Don't believe the hype. Your signing could easily be empty, apart from you and a PR with a desperate 80s haircut and a creased suit, eating unseasonably early mince pies so he or she doesn't have to talk. Smiley. Only teasing. I'm sure it will be great. Best regards, Richard.
What signing are they talking about? The
book signing.
The book signing thing.
Do, yeah.
Well, yeah, you might be right, but you know.
At least he's honest about what they do.
I'd quite like to hear the truth.
I might get into PR. It sounds brilliant.
Why?
Just stand at the side eating.
Is that what they do?
Well, he just said that they just stand there eating mince pies.
Going, you're brilliant, whoever it is.
Do you think I could take my cheese board along? If you do one,
yeah.
I'll just stand there going, oh, Scott, you're
amazing.
You
are
amazing. You're brilliant.
You're so good,
Scott.
Scott, you're so brilliant. Would you like an artisan mince pie? Yeah. Is that what they do?
Well, it's... Yeah. Oh, no, I was going to say something then. I was going to say that's pretty much what you make me do in the studio. It would just be a bit different because we're in a bookshop.
Okay.
Just stand around and tell you you're amazing.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, that happens a lot, doesn't it? Next!
Name, Kelly Fitzpatrick. Message, I just wanted to say hello from Afghanistan. I am in the American military and your show has provided us with entertainment while sitting at post during the night. Thanks.
Oh, I love little messages like that. Thank you so much, Kelly. I know that a lot of the troops listen to us. I've got a lot of emails from Iraq, a lot from Afghanistan. So hello to everyone that listens, either if you're listening online now, live, or if you download the podcast. Nice one, I like that. Next.
Dear Scott, not sure if you were just messing around or not, but if you were interested, I have refined the teaching notes I use on ventriloquism, and I'm pretty confident you could learn how to do it.
Oh, wow.
There's no reason why you can't learn ventriloquism. It's just a different technique to speak the words you can already. When you were a newborn baby, you couldn't speak. It was something you learned to do. So if you fancy trying to learn vent, I could help you with my three-part course called Ventriloquism Made Easy.
Vent.
With Scott Mills and the Puppet Man.
Nice.
You could be the apprentice. Then you could use ventriloquism anywhere, including these fun places. At a farm or zoo, making animals talk and convincing small children the horse is speaking to them. E.g., I'm going to bite you. Spooking your doctor. Telling him you keep hearing voices in your head telling you to do things. Then using a sinister ventriloquist voice to say, steal his stethoscope. Cough in his face. Make him wash his hands. Funerals. Let me out of the box. Come on, a joke's a joke.
No.
Hey, help! Help! Let me out! The list could go on and on. There's loads more things we could cover, but these are the simple basics. I could explain over the phone how to do it. Honestly, it's not that hard. If you wanted to try, my numbers are... If not, no worries. We'll still enjoy your show. Take care. Best wishes, Carl.
This is after we were saying about ventriloquists and how you don't really see them anymore, and lots of people, well, quite a few people have been asking if I would like to go under their supervision and maybe learn. You are the darkest ventriloquist I've ever come across, to be honest. At a funeral? No. Let me out of the box. No. No thanks.
Really not.
Really not. Next.
Dear Scott, love your podcast. Miss Home. Emigrated 2 years ago. You're one of three people named in the latest Famous magazine to split Paris and Benji up. What have you got to say for yourself? Thought I knew you better. How fame can turn people. Karen, XXX.
Right. Now, yeah, someone else has emailed me about this as well. What's the next bit?
P.S. Miss Pinot Grigio in UK. Not have so much in Oz. Sad, Karen.
Oh, Karen. I actually got another email from a girl called Vicky, who also reads Famous magazine, which I guess is like Now or Heat magazine. And shall I read a bit out of this?
Go on. Are you going to do it in Australian?
No. 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 After Paris Hilton went on a London manhunt following reports that her beau Benji had strayed with a woman bearing a striking resemblance to his ex, the good Charlotte guitarist has gone grovelling back to the heiress, begging for another chance. Furious over Benji's alleged betrayal, Paris got her revenge after she was linked first to Prince William, then DJ Scott Mills, below left, and also TV presenter Steve Jones, below right, sending her man into fits of jealousy. Wow, and I heard they split up today.
How do you... You must feel really
bad about
that.
I feel really bad about that. Oh.
Hope you never meet Benji, otherwise...
I like on the picture as well, that me and Paris are, like, right snuggled up together on a sofa in that picture.
That's when you were filming her TV show.
Yeah, that doesn't matter. And look at the one of Steve Jones. Look, hardly even in the picture. Like, 10 paces behind her. Romantically linked, Jones. So, yeah.
Do you think she was just using you? It looks slightly from the picture that she might have
been. What, just to try and make him jealous?
Yes.
That has occurred to me, yes, over the last day when I saw that, yeah. Because remember, she emailed me as well.
Yeah.
I think she did that just so she could go, oh, look, Benji, I've got an email for another...
Because you haven't really heard from her since, have you?
No. So, no. But that's nice to be linked with someone like that, isn't it?
Mm.
They do need to do their research a little bit more, maybe, I'd say, at Famous. Next!
Hello, Scott, Becky and Chappers. I was at a wine tour last Saturday, and as I was queuing to get into what you, Scott, would call heaven, I spotted a woman whose face struck me as being very familiar. I had one of those moments where one has to remember if that person is known to oneself, and to decide whether one should smile or not. But I decided to evade that tricky issue by quickly turning away. But as I did so, it suddenly dawned upon me that I have seen her on my TV. My photo is the second one on your Becky Cam gallery. The woman who just walked past me looked exactly like Becky. So what I'd like to know, Becky, was that you? It was the 6:30 tour at Vinopolis on Saturday the 15th of November 2008.
No, that wasn't me, because at that time I was currently standing on a rusty screw in my boyfriend's bedroom, which then went in my foot, and I then had to spend the next hour... trying to stop it from bleeding really badly.
So you weren't on a wine tasting,
really,
that wasn't you?
Really wasn't me, no.
Just a lookalike.
Yeah.
What were you doing?
There was a plank of wood, and then there was a screw poking up, and I accidentally stood on it with bare feet, and it went right in my foot.
Okay.
Yeah.
That just gets you out of the wine thing, doesn't it, really?
Yeah.
If it was you, Becky, might I say you are really tall and fit?
No, I have just remembered. I have just remembered that I was at Vinopolis.
You were there.
Yeah, on Saturday night at about 6:30.
Excellent. All right. Next.
Name: Barbara. Subject: I love you. Message: OMG, OMG, I love your show. You make me so happy. You see, my life is kind of boring, but you bring life to it. I would real love to be on your show. I'm 26, brown hair and green eyes and big boobs. Please get back to me, babe. And my views on the football is rubbish. I hate it, but I love you. Call me.
Oh, God. No.
Should we get her on?
No, let's not. Thanks very much for your email, Barbara. And really glad about your boobs and everything. Really good. Well done. Radio 1. Scott Mills.